Hi, and welcome to the View Church Table View Podcast. We trust that the message today will inspire you to be a changed life, changing lives. You're listening to a message from guest speaker Joel Ramsey.
Are you guys all right? I'm in a good mood. This is service number 6. Not including the service that Andre and I went to last night. Andre and I went to a service last night that literally went for 4 hours. Longer. And it was cold because it was outside on a field. I mean, we had a good time, but that's service 7. And so I'm believing that God's going to do something special tonight. Is that okay? Starting to sound like the place. Everyone's starting to laugh, Andre. Fire on you. Listen, we're just going to believe God for a wonderful, wonderful evening. And the truth is, when we speak about the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus, it's always wonderful. Because in His name is the power to save, the power to heal, deliver, set free. Who was here last time I was here and we did the Sunday night encounter service? Just raise up hand. Is there anyone here, like that night you were miraculously healed of something? Is there anyone here that was part of that service? I know a lot of, is that, anyone? Just wave your hand if you were here that last time and you got healed from something. This lady and this lady. Would you come and tell me what happened? Can we give her a round of applause? So what happened last time? What were you struggling with?
Well, I had two issues. The one was that I have a sciatica nerve that constantly gets pinched, and I'm bedridden and I can't walk. And since that day, when you asked us for test me that night, I couldn't do it because I hadn't experienced long enough to see if it was going to come back. And since then, I've not had one issue with my sciatica nerve.
And how long had you had it for before then?
I've struggled with my back for years. I've had lots of back injuries, but in 2016, I had my sciatica nerve pinched about 3 times. And my daughter and her friends can be test me that I'd just be around the house cleaning and all of a sudden it would just go out.
And now you've not had a problem since that night?
No.
Not once.
Not once.
Wonderful. Come on, let's praise Jesus. Thank you. Can you... Anyone else that got healed last time that I was here, that this man over here, he got healed or he needs to get healed?
Wait, I'll take it now.
When in Rome. You see what I just want to say thank you to Pastor Andre and Leanne for having me. And you guys honor that you have great leaders in this church. Can you just honor them? Pastor Graham. All right, I look forward to hearing this story, my man. That's a nice leg, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel muscly.
No.
Oh, no, it's not. You're right. Talk to me. What happened last time?
Well, the last time I was here, a friend of mine, Jason, asked me to join him. I've been going blind since 2015, and so that was the prayer request. But funny enough, you didn't mention anything about blindness that night. Which was
tonight.
Awesome. That was awesome, okay, because awesome. I then stood up because... I didn't quite identify what depression was. I've never experienced depression. So I did not know what it was. But a very strange feeling came over me when we were doing the praise and worship, but while you were praying as well. I just got this inner feeling, I started laughing. But not outrageously, just within myself. And when I got home, the amazing thing is that as much as my son said, but Dad, I thought you went for healing for your eyes. I said, yeah. And as I said, yeah, I walked and I ended up in the wall. So my son started laughing. And my normal reaction would be to tell his parents, what would you normally do? Yeah, blast the child. So instead I started laughing with him, which confused him. So up until today, I feel that I have been healed from depression.
Wow. Praise God. And we're going to believe tonight for your eyes to open. Amen. I promised to talk about eyes opening tonight, just for you. I was going to anyway.
But of course you were. Remember I wrote you that memo. Oh, no, I can't see. Sorry, I didn't write.
Come on, let's give him a round of applause. Your buddy's coming now, sir. Wow, that was awesome. Isn't God good? All the time. Look, we're going to have a good time tonight, and I really just believe that God's going to touch some incredible people in it and do something mighty. And you know, this morning as I was ministering, who was at one of the morning services this morning? Raise your hand up high. I spoke a message on the healing power of God. And one of the things that, you know, often as I'll write messages, but God will speak to me in worship about certain areas that he wants to show me again about his healing power or whatever the topic is I'm talking about. And the thing he spoke to me about this morning, which I shared this morning, but I want to share again tonight, is that there was a moment where the prophet John was about to be beheaded. And John came and he was the one crying out in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. He's the one that was prophesying that the Savior Jesus was on his way. And so John's role was to prepare the way that people could experience Jesus. And through a series of events, eventually he was captured by one of the kings, and the king had ordered him to have his head removed. Now, the Bible's quite violent, actually, when you read it. And he would order that his head would be removed and it would be put on a platter and handed to his queen's child or something like that. I can't remember the exact details right now. But what was amazing is that John's in prison and he's in this moment when he says to his own disciples, look, my life is on the line. I've given everything up for Jesus. I need to know that I know that I know that I'm sure that he is who he says that he is. And he says to his disciples, go and find Jesus and ask him, is he the one we've been waiting for? Go and ask him, is he the one we've been waiting for? So his disciples go and they find Jesus and they say to Jesus, Jesus, John has sent us to find out, are you the one? And Jesus said, listen, you go back to John and you tell him, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the good news is being preached to the poor. Jesus says, you will know that it's me because these are the things that I have done. There was prophesied that I would do and I've been doing them. I want to tell you tonight, we serve Jesus Christ. He is the healer of all sickness and all disease. He's the liberator of all the oppressed, all those who are bound. Tonight, I'm not going to come with a fancy message. I'm going to try and talk short so that we can let God loose to do what he needs to do tonight, because we're going to pray for the sick. And then I'm going to ask his Holy Spirit to come and touch people in this place. Jesus said, let him know, I am he, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. You see, the healing power of Jesus was not just for the apostles in the Bible. Some people speak a doctrine that say the spiritual gifts died with the apostles, and their problem is that they elevate man too much. You see, when a man dies, the Spirit of God doesn't die. The Spirit is the Lord. The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We just sang the song. The evidence is all around. What's the evidence? The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear. The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I have seen far too much to ever have anyone try and talk me out of what I've seen. There have been moments of things that I've seen I could barely believe they're real, but they are. I had a friend in Christmas Eve, when most of us are at home with our family, he decided he wanted to go out to the hospital to pray for those who were in hospital on Christmas Eve. And he found himself this Christmas Eve gone in Durban. He found himself in the baby ICU ward. He was there and there was a Muslim lady who was running the ward, and they asked, can we pray for these babies? Everyone knows the ICU ward, critical condition for small children. And she said, sure, do what you need to do, but after you finish, just leave and go on your merry way. No pun intended, considering it was Christmas Eve. And they went in and they sat there, him and his buddy, and they just prayed. She said, you can't touch the babies, but do your prayer and go. And so they sat there and they prayed in the name of Jesus. Make these babies whole. They prayed and then they left. They did as they were asked and they left them and they continued on going from ward to ward, bed to bed, asking just to pray and see people healed. Isn't that awesome that someone would give up their Christmas Eve to do that? Anyway, about 30 minutes later, this Muslim lady comes and finds them. And she says, I need to ask you, what did you do in there? He said, we were just praying for the babies. And she said, I felt something that I've never, ever felt before. What was it? And they began to explain to her, it's the presence of God. They began to explain to her. She said, can I feel that again? And they said, absolutely. So then she prayed, they just sat there in the middle of the ICU ward and prayed with this Muslim doctor that God's presence would touch her. She then began to experience the same feeling she felt as they prayed in the ICU ward not 30 minutes ago, and she was completely overwhelmed. And she said, I need to find out more. How do I reach you? How do I get in contact with you? They gave the details of the church and what they were doing and went on home to sleep. Come Christmas morning, the very next morning, the church's Christmas service began, and my friend began to speak. He was ministering that morning, and he began to tell the story of what happened last night at Christmas Eve about this Muslim lady who experienced God's presence. And as he began to finish the message, all of a sudden, in the middle of the service, this lady stands up, and it's the Muslim doctor. You see, what's awesome about that is she's in the ICU ward at night. Most likely, she would have been there all night. And she decided not to go home, but rather to go and find out more about this presence that she experienced. And she got up and she walked all the way to the front of the church. I love when people don't know the protocol of religion. And she began to testify, that woman was me. I experienced that. But she said, you need to know something. She said, last night you came in. There was two babies in that ICU ward that were in absolute critical condition. So much so that in the morning, this morning, we were supposed to send them off to Johannesburg to take them to a better hospital where they could get better care. But the truth was, we don't think they were going to make it. But she said, I need to tell you that this morning, as we speak, they're being released back to their mothers to go home. I mean, it could be a coincidence for those who don't believe God. She said, not only that, every single baby in the ICU ward has had a 100% turnaround. She doesn't need to say that. And she turned to Josh and said, I want this Jesus who healed these babies. And in front of everybody, she gave her life to Jesus Christ. Tonight, my very short sermon is going to be called In the Mighty Name. In the Mighty Name. In the book of Mark 16, I'm going to read the book of Mark 16. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. If you have your Bibles, please turn there. If not, we're nice to you in church these days. A little too nice. Mark 16, 17, it says, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink anything deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will heal the sick, they will raise the dead, and they will cast out demons. It's time that the people of God begin to actually believe in the God that we say that we serve again. To believe is not just to believe that the name of Jesus is real. In fact, the power is not just in a name called Jesus. Otherwise, there's a whole lot of powerful people in Mexico. But there's power in the mighty name of the Son of God, Jesus. And if you believe, not just believe that he's real, the Bible says even the demons believe that he's real. But if you believe, put complete trust and reliance upon the name of Jesus, you will heal the sick, you will raise the dead, and you will cast out demons. I want to tell you tonight, there is power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the anointed Son of God. Demons are powerless because of his name. Demons were cast out in his name. Healing was wrought in the name of Jesus. People are healed in the name of Jesus. Back problems for years are healed in the name of Jesus. In the wonderful, mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Salvation comes in the name of Jesus. There is no other name in heaven or earth by which men can be saved but the name of Jesus. You can try the world. You can try to impress people. You can try the bottle. You can try a girl. You can try a boy. You can look for peace and satisfaction in the temporal things of this world. But the truth is, if you find your peace in the temporal things of this world, then your peace is also temporal. But there is justification in the name of Jesus. You are justified, made right with God. You have peace with God in the name of Jesus for those who believe. Tonight, in the mighty name that is above every name, the wonderful, the powerful, the everlasting name of Jesus, we will see the sick healed. We will see the oppressed set free. We will see demons leave people. Because his name is mighty. And in his name, there is freedom. There is liberty. For those of you that were here this morning, I'm going to show the same photo, so I understand it's the second time you're going to see it. But for those that didn't see it, it's worth showing people twice for. Because I just want to show you something that the mighty name of Jesus made happen. The worship team, you guys can come. We're not going to go much longer. If you could put up the first photo, that would be so awesome. This is a leg, in case you're wondering. This is the leg of a 16-year-old boy in Perth, Australia, about 4 weeks ago, give or take. This young man had been living out of home since he was 12 years old, on the streets, for whatever reason. I don't know the full story, but I spoke to him on the phone to ask him about this. And he'd been on the streets since he was 12 years old, and he found himself coming to this camp where God was moving powerfully. He began to look and realize that God is powerful. It came to the Sunday night service after the youth camp, and we began to believe God for miracles to break out. He was there, and I began to tell a testimony about how we've seen people's self-harm scars disappear. Now, if you look at this young man's leg, you can see there, if you look closely, there's a small scar on the left side and on the right side. There's about two scars on his leg. But what I'm about to show you in just a second is the photo of what his leg looked like before he turned up to church on Sunday night. He came there broken. I want to tell you, he came there hurting. He came there bound, and he needed a miracle. He didn't need a man up here doing a song and dance to entertain a bunch of people so they'll go home living like hell all the way to heaven. He needed an encounter with the mighty name of Jesus. This is after the meeting on Sunday night. The next photo I'm about to show you is what it looked like before he arrived on Sunday evening. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life. And in his mighty name, the sick will be healed. The dead will be raised. Demons will leave people. The oppressed will be set free. This young boy, tormented, broken, hurting, so much so that he would do that thing, that to himself, and write that into his leg. And he came and stretched out his hand to the mighty name of Jesus and said, God, I need a miracle. I need a touch of your Holy Spirit. And God came. And God touched him and healed him. And his leg was transformed in an evening. We serve a mighty God, church. Do you believe it? He says, ask anything in my name. Do not doubt. Ask anything in my name. Sometimes we just have to pull back and not forget the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. The reason we do everything. The reason this church exists. The reason we gather is Jesus. The reason we do what we do when we do missions. The reason I've left my home in Australia, given up everything, come to South Africa is because of the name of Jesus. Because there is no other name in heaven or on earth by which men can be saved but the wonderful, the powerful, the almighty, the everlasting name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior. Tonight, we're going to see people get healed. We're going to see people encounter his love. Because the truth is, why is his power? Why do his miracles exist? It's the love of God expressed through the power of God. Because he loves you. Because he cares for you. Because he's not a distant God. His arm is not short. He's stretching out, saying, let me touch you. Would you believe me? Would you believe me? Would you believe me? He works miracles. And tonight, we're going to see it happen. Do you believe it? Since that wonderful lady gave her testimony about backs, I just want to ask, if you're in here and you have back problems, in your back, anywhere, back up to your lots of hands around. I want to ask you if that's you. Just stand up. Do you believe he can heal you tonight? Do you believe he wants to heal you tonight? My wife had a crooked spine so bad that the doctor said she could probably never have a baby. And in one encounter with the touch of his presence, woke up in the morning with a straight spine. I now have a 5-month-old daughter. If you're standing, just raise your hands towards heaven. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every back condition right now. And I command it to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every bit of pain, every bit of damage, every bit of arthritis, every spine suffering with scoliosis, every disc issue. Be free right now, Jesus. Be free in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' great name. I want to ask you if you can test it right now. If there's a way, I want to ask you to check it. I know some won't be able to tell till later, but if you can, bend over, twist, touch your toes. I don't know, do what you need to do. You'll know. Just if you can test your back, just test it out. Because God's healing people. And if as you're testing it now, you're like, oh my gosh, something just changed. I just got healed. Just wave your hand at me like this. Just wave your hand at me like this. No one's getting healed. Great, bro. Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, great. Great. Great, man. God's healing people already. We're just getting started. I want to encourage you, please don't be discouraged or disappointed if you didn't feel the shift straight away. We're going to keep believing. And many, many times as people go home, they lie in their bed and they realize, I've been healed. Is there anyone here who struggles with like a frozen shoulder? You guys know that's like your shoulder gets stuck. It's like it's painful to move it past a certain point. Do you have that problem? Can you just come here for a minute? Is that okay? Anyone else like that? You have a problem with frozen shoulder and just get stuck? Which shoulder is it? Both of them. Arthritis. And where can they move to?
Just there.
Yeah. Who believes that God can just release that right now? Yeah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command this shoulder to be loosed right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now. Loose. All the way. All the way. All the way, all the way, all the way. How's that feel? That's feeling good. Whatever the other one, just raise it up nice and high. Look at that in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God touch her right now. Fire of God come on her in the name of Jesus. Fire, God. Is that you too, ma'am? Your left shoulder, right shoulder. How long's it been sore for? Quite a few years. And how far can it go? Not very far. Can I have your hand? Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, in that mighty name, for this shoulder to be loosed right now. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now for your power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. More. Let it go. Let her shoulder go right now. Every bit of tension, every bit of pain. In the name of Jesus, all the way right now. Every bit of pain, I command you, go in Jesus' name. Touch her right now. Right now, all the way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. More God. More God. More God, right now, all the way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Come, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way. All the way. All the way. Fire on her, God. In Jesus' name. Shoulder be loosed right now. Be loosed right now. Be loosed right now. In Jesus' name.
There is power.
Fire.
In the name of Jesus.
Much better. All the way. Raise it up towards heaven. Praise Him.
There is
praise
power.
Him. Thank you, God.
In the name.
Thank you, God. I don't know if you saw that, but when she started, it was here. Fire, God. You got a problem too? Is there problems? Is it just painful? What's it? Every time. How long for? Hey, that's a long time. Sheesh. Hey, shh. Let me have you hear him, bro. Father, in the name of Jesus, let him go right now. Let him go right now. Let him go right now in Jesus. Let's raise it up, bro. Raise it up. Is it still doing it? Is it feeling good? How's that feel? Put it down. Put it down. Put it up. Raise it again. Raise it again. How's that?
In the name of Jesus.
Well, before you go. So 10 years. Could you do that for 10 years? And now? Fire, put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Both of them. Put them in the air. Father, close your eyes in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God come on him right now. In Jesus' name. Fire of God on him right now. Take it in the name of Jesus right now. Touch him, God. Fire of God come on him right now. In Jesus' name. Fire of God come on him right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this man. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Fire of God come on him right now. In Jesus' name. Touch him, God. Touch him. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Never to have a problem again. Fill him with your presence, God. Fill him with your fire in the name of Jesus. 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 More, more. Touch him, God. Touch him, God. In Jesus' great name. In Jesus' great name. Okay, the boss wants to say something.
I was disobedient. I have a testimony for when Joel was here. Ever since I've come to Cape Town, I've suffered from allergies, but not just from allergies. It would make my head spin. I crashed our cars twice. I walk into doors, and it would affect all my muscles and my joints. And so over the years, it kind of steadily got worse. And until I got to a point where medication wasn't working, I was about the end of 2016. Then last year, I was just sick all the time. And I could only really exist on cortisone. And you're not supposed to take cortisone often. So I would leave Cape Town and I'd be all right. Within 2 days, I'd be sick. And I've never been sick like that in my life. And the amazing thing is, I'm not perfect. I still have allergies, but not in a debilitating way. And I haven't taken cortisone since I was prayed for. And the crazy thing is every February, I don't know why February, but it's always September and February. I'm always sick. My nose runs constantly. And I've always had to go to the doctor. So the problem with healings is you're almost scared to testify, but that's rubbish because I haven't had cortisone since you prayed. So I thought, sure, the Lord actually rebuked me. So yeah.
The mighty name of Jesus. Is there anyone here who has narcolepsy? Is that a thing? Is that a thing? That's a thing, eh? Anyone have that? I feel like God spoke to me about it in worship. Someone have that? You don't have to be embarrassed. Is that you? Say again. Okay, so it has to do with narcolepsy. Anyone else? You two? Anyone, two people? Anyone else? Can I have you two people come to the front? Is that okay? You can bring your friend if you want. Don't be embarrassed. What's really cool is I've never prayed for narcolepsy in my entire life. I was genuinely uncertain. I'm like, is that something called Harry Potter? Don't they have something called like similar to that? And I was just in worship and I sat there and said, God, who do you want to speak to? And he says, narcolepsy. And I was like, all right. So I wrote in my iPad. It's dead now. I'm so glad I remembered. Narcolepsy. That's Jesus. And he tells us these things so you can be healed from it. Isn't that cool? Is there someone here? Just put your hands towards heaven. Ma'am, I'm just going to pray for you and God's going to touch you. I know you can't tell that straight away, so we're just going to believe God. Just make sure someone's behind her, please, just in case. In the name of Jesus, fire of God on her right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. You let her go. You let her go in the name of Jesus. You let her go in the name of Jesus. Let her go. Be healed in Jesus' name. Fire on her in the name of Jesus. Fire on her in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. How are you, sir? I don't speak Afrikaans. Help me, please. Sorry, I don't speak Afrikaans. Just while Andre's working out what's happening.
Let's pray for this gentleman's protection. God, I just lift up this gentleman. I just pray that you'd be with him, that you'd make a way for him. You would be his shelter, be his leader, be his God. I thank you that you've taken it, got him through so much already, and I believe you can do a supernatural miracle. We thank you that he's still strong, God, and he still can turn to you, God. And he's going, this is where my help comes from. I pray that you touch him now with your power in Jesus' name. Touch him with your power. I pray you come on him afresh in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Arthritis. Anyone struggling with any form of arthritis in their body? Just stand to your feet. Arthritis. Anywhere in your body. Knuckles, back, shoulders, knees, ankles. Arthritis. Just stand. You can't stand up. Are you getting old? But it doesn't have to get old with arthritis. You know what I'm saying? The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible does never once say, as you get older, your body should fall apart. It doesn't say that. Anyone else arthritis? Just put your hand in the air if you're standing. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that arthritis in each of these persons. And I say, be loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Fire of God come on them in the name of Jesus. Fire of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let her go in Jesus' name right now. Let her go in Jesus' name right now. Arthritis, go in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, go in the name of Jesus. Shoulder, be loosed right now in the name of Jesus. 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 If you can, just check your arthritis. Just check it, check it. See if there's a difference. If you can tell a difference, just wave at me. Wave at me. Yes, the lady with the shoulder. Just check it. Thank you, God. Fire on her, God. Fire on her, God. In the name of Jesus. Fire. If you're in this place and you need God to touch your body from head to toe, from inside and out, whether it be your eyes, whether it be your ears, whether it be nerve damage, knee problems, ankle problems, toe problems. There are people in here and you're struggling to have children. God wants to put life back in your womb today. He's the giver of life. I've seen it happen far too many times for it to be coincidence. You're in here and you say, God, I need a miracle. I need some of my body to be healed. A young girl in Ireland had a crooked nose. We prayed and it popped back into place. It's Holy Spirit cosmetic surgery. Much cheaper. If that's you, you need God to touch your body, why don't you stand to your feet all across this place? Diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, stomach problems, blood problems, cancer. In the name of Jesus. There is power. Who's having fun? I'm having fun. Sweetheart, can I pray for you? Is up here? Yeah. We'll do both, but I... No, you both come, both come, both come, both come. Can I ask what you need a miracle from? You don't have to tell me. Yeah, that's wonderful. Put your hands in the air. Have you ever experienced the power of God before? Close your eyes. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the fire of God to come on her right now. In Jesus' name. Fire of God. In the name. We believe for a job that your favor is upon. And we baptize it with fire right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is power. Fire of God, come on. Fire of God, come on, right? In Jesus' name, touch it more, more, more. Fire of God.
In the name of Jesus. Of Jesus. There is power. There is power.
She would like to be healed from epilepsy. Raise them up nice and high. Nice and high, as high as you can take
them.
In the name of Jesus, right now. Epilepsy, I command you to let her go right now. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Right now, let her go in Jesus' name. Let her go right now in Jesus' name. You'll never bother her again. I speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Fire on her, Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. God, touch her. Touch her. Touch her, God. In Jesus' name, let her go. Raise your hands towards heaven. You need God to do a miracle in your body. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, who is the mighty, powerful King of kings and Lord of lords, for every single condition right here in the room. And I speak to them and I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Bodies, be healed in Jesus' name. Eyes, open in the name of Jesus. I command brand new redness right now. Ears, open in the name of Jesus. Backs, be healed. Shoulders, be healed. Cancer, I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Asthma, allergies, be loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anxiety, let them go in the name of Jesus. Depression, let them go in the name of Jesus. Let them go right now. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Be healed in Jesus' name. I want to ask you if you're standing and you can check. I want to ask you to test it. Please test it. Do something you couldn't do before. I understand a lot of you can't, but some of you can. Come on, just test it. Do something you couldn't do before. Move your neck, move your back, move your shoulder, move your knee, move your ankle. Sniff, check your eyes. Check it, check it. Come on, do something you couldn't do before. Your feet, your toe. Come on, just do something you couldn't do before. This is going to be awesome. I hope people are checking. I hope you believe that God actually does what He says He'll do. And if you can tell right now, over this whole meeting, whether I prayed for you individually or just now as we've prayed corporately, you can tell right now that God just did a miracle in your body. You've been healed. Just wave your hand at me. Wave, lift it up high. Lift it up high. Lift it up high. Come on, put both of them above your head and wave it so everybody can see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just want to ask you real quick before we move on with the service. We have a few moments left. In the mighty name of Jesus, demons are subject. They're powerless. In the mighty name of Jesus, demons leave people. In the mighty name of Jesus, people's bodies are healed. You've just witnessed it before your eyes. You saw the lady whose shoulder was stuck here, and now it's here. You saw the lady with arthritis in both her shoulders who lifted her hands and praised towards Jesus. In His mighty name, people are healed. In His mighty name, there is no other name among men in heaven or earth that by which men can be saved but the mighty name of Jesus. If you are in this place today, maybe you came in doubting, maybe you came in distant, but you need to say yes to Jesus. Friend, you need to give your life to Jesus. The Bible declares, if you believe in Jesus, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. If you do not believe, friend, the Word of God says you're already condemned. Jesus is not coming and sending people to hell. He's giving you a way out because He loves you. He sees you. He values you and says, son, daughter, I want to know you. In this room, if you've never given your life to Jesus, or then you need to give your life to Him tonight. You may not understand everything. Don't worry, this is a good church. They'll help you understand everything. If you're in this place and you might have responded to God once before, but you say, Joel, I've walked far from God and I need to give my life back to Him tonight. I don't want to be afraid. I'm uncertain. I don't know where my eternity lies. Friend, I'm not making you insecure in your salvation. If you know that you saved, then you saved. But if you are uncertain, you need to respond tonight and say yes to Jesus. On the count of three, if that's you, hands already going up. But if on the count of three, you want to say yes to Jesus, you need to come home, or you've never given your life, you need to raise your hand up on the count of three, raise it up and say yes to Jesus. If that's you tonight, friend, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Raise it up high. Raise it up high. Yes, yes. Great decision. Great decision, sweetheart. Raise it up high. Great decision. Great decision. Great decision, bro. Great decision. Great decision. Come on, raise it up high. Say yes to Jesus. Just wave at me. Wave at me. Great decision, man. Come on, wave at me. Wave at me. There's more people. Come on, say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. He's wonderful and He's powerful and His name is Jesus. And His name is Jesus. One more time as I look across. Many hands have gone up. I want to ask you to raise it up right now. If you haven't already, just raise it up high. 5 more seconds. 5, 4. Don't miss this moment. 3. If that's you, raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. 2. If that's you, raise it up. Don't miss this great decision, sweetie. Great decision. 2.5. Great decision, ma'am. Great decision. Anyone else? 1 more second. As I look across, don't miss a moment. Raise it up now. Say yes to Jesus. Great decision, bro. Great decision, sweetheart. There is no other name by which men can be saved but the powerful name of Jesus. One more time, raise it up if that's you, if you haven't already. Great decision, bro. Great decision, brother. Anyone else? Anyone else? In Jesus' name. Friends, those of you that have raised your hand, it's the best decision you've ever made in your whole life. Many of you have done it tonight and someone has seen you and you're probably already holding something in your hand. This life of Christianity is best done with the family of God. So please connect with somebody after this service. But the Bible says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and you shall be saved. Tonight we're all going to say a prayer together. And I want us to, everybody, stand to your feet in this place. Every person, young and old. And we're going to say this prayer with our new brothers and sisters. Say it with us. Say this. Say, dear Jesus, tonight I give you my life, my whole life. I believe you died for me and rose again on the third day. And from this day forward, I say no to sin and yes to Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, and give me new life. I am no longer a sinner, but I am a saint, a child of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, all of God's people, give Him praise. The Apostle Paul journeyed into Ephesus and he found some fellow disciples. And he said to them, he knew they'd given their lives to Jesus, but he said to them, have you received the Holy Spirit? And they said, what's the Holy Spirit? And he laid hands on them and they were baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. When Paul saw his new brothers in the middle of Ephesus, the first thing, the most important thing he believed for them as fellow brothers, he didn't ask them how their family life is going. He didn't ask them about their financial situation. He first thought, the most valuable thing I can ask is, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Friend, the reason the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is the power of God working within us so that we can flourish in all areas of our lives and so we can be witnesses through the entire earth. Right now, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come in this place. If you're in your seats and you've not been, you're still waiting to be prayed for, get a miracle. We're believing that God's going to touch you tonight, even as the Spirit of God comes. I want to ask you if you want to step out of your seats, or actually just for now, just stay in your seats, but everybody raise your hands towards heaven. The team's just going to worship for a minute. We're just going to worship. I want you to put your attention on heaven. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and do a mighty work in this place. Let's begin to worship.
Of Jesus.
Come on, worship.
Of Jesus, there is power in the name.
Thank you for joining us for today's View Church podcast. If you would like to invest in our ministry, find our giving options online at viewchurch.co.za/giving.